Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, say what you want about Harvey Weinstein, but he never would have let any of these women into Hollywood on his watch. TFM says that they removed the predator that was balancing the ecosystem, and now Hollyweird is overrun with invasive uglies. They also need to stop casting bald, unattractive women because it's annihilated millions of men's boners. Getting rid of Weinstein is like slaying a demon, only to discover that it's been keeping the ugliness in check. Moving on, how long before standing to pee is considered toxic masculinity? Now they want to encourage men to pee sitting down to be more inclusive of trans men. Sure, I'll sit down to do a number one when women stand to do a number two. You know that eventually they'll get carried away and install cameras in the male bathrooms to watch every move in there. Also, not every man is able to walk. Some use wheelchairs, so walking is offensive. We need to outlaw walking to be more inclusive. That's how crazy this sounds. Number 3, Bill Gates has a $645 million yacht that he never used. It's got a gym and a helipad, but I think he does use it for trafficking young ladies. And yet he has the nerve to lecture the rest of us for eating meat and using oil, and how the cows are causing global warming. Even though the yacht has a gym on board, based on his looks, he's definitely not going anywhere near it. Up next, this Wayman says that there's no difference between having sex with 36 different men and having sex 36 times with only one man. Sure, lady. Keep trying to rebrand being a slut with a high notch count is no big deal. Everyone should research microchirism and how women store the DNA from every man they've ever slept with and sign to themselves for life. The next time she goes to her gynecologist, this is what he's going to see after she sleeps with 36 men. Number 5, why do you suppose that blacks with money are more violent than poor whites? Based on the science, blacks have more testosterone than whites do, which gives them huge swing-swings and muscles. But testosterone is more likely to fill you with aggression and rage. Maybe the left should suggest we give blacks more estrogen to reduce their so-called toxic masculinity. Then again, maybe I'm wrong and it's all about the prefrontal cortex and a lack of impulse control. There are other reasons, but if I say them on my channel, it could get yanked. Moving on, here's the difference between young people in the 1920s and young people in the 2020s. Back then, they lost their jobs, houses, and savings in the Great Depression. Meanwhile, young people these days, many of them have never had any of those things to begin with. I would normally say that young guys today are the strong men created by hard times, but their T-scores have fallen through the floor. Many are as masculine as 12-year-old girls these days. Number 7, I hope you guys enjoy the nostalgia. I remember using Napster, Kazaa, the iMac, GameCube, CDs, DVDs, Blockbuster, and the flip phones. It was a great time when the internet wasn't everywhere, and you didn't have a constant stream of dopamine in your pocket unless you had a phone or iPod. Even then, the amount of dopamine you could get from those devices was limited. The only thing that appears to be missing here is Winamp. Up next looks like another fantastic flop for Disney. I can't look at this anymore and it looks like an absolute downgrade from the 2005 version, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I also avoid anything with Pedro Pascal lately. He's the male version of Zendaya. He keeps getting cast in things and people don't want to see him in those productions. As for this, we'll probably have a gay Johnny Storm, Boss Lady Sue Storm, and the female Silver Surfer. It's dead on arrival. Might as well call it the Blantastic Four. Number 9, an old tweet by Charles Melton, surfaced in 2018 where he said that fat chicks need to understand that wearing yoga pants is a privilege and not a right. Looks like he ripped the line off from Hackers. In Hackers, though, the line was spandex, it's a privilege and not a right. But if women want to humiliate themselves wearing spandex or yoga pants that make them look like they're trying to smuggle cottage cheese, that's their business. Moving on, looks like Bill Gates is at it again, this time saying that peanut butter M&Ms are healthier than beef and pork according to the study. Both M&Ms and red meat are inflammatory. At least the meat gives you protein and nutrients. Maybe Bill Gates is part Indian because he's so upset about people eating the cows. This is a fake headline. If you want to be healthy, try olive oil and wild-caught salmon. Those will give you macronutrients and reduce your inflammation. Number 11 in 2024, four women held four-star ranks in the military. Today, there are none. But what I want to know is why there were female generals to begin with. How many men want to follow a female leader with zero combat experience? It's bad for morale. What happened to them? Were they demoted and reassigned to the 49th Kitchen Brigade? Unfortunately, once our military becomes all drones and robots, it'll be mostly run by females. Up next, most women are pissed off about this. Here's 80-year-old Larry Ellison, the fourth wealthiest man in the world, with his 33-year-old Chinese wife. She's old enough to be his granddaughter, and I'm sure that 60 to 70-year-old women are pissed off that he didn't pick one of them. One of these two individuals sought youth and the other sought money, and it looks like they satisfied each other. But he looks like he's in his 50s and she looks about 40, so it's like a 10-year age gap. He could do a lot better. Number 13 looks like the truth finally comes out, from the left, with one of them saying that the solution to climate change is eugenics. If that's the case, then leftoids should be super happy that fertility rates are crashing, and with them populations. As our populations crash, we'll burn less carbon. So the problem will solve itself, but it creates a whole new problem, which is we won't be able to stop population decline if we look at the mouse utopia experiments as an example. Moving on, the Telegraph says that young white men have problems, but they still need to man up. How can they man up when Soycity says that their masculinity and race is toxic? Talk about gaslighting. The whole idea of manning up when you shame men for being men is insane. This is all about making young white men receive mixed messages, so they're even more lost than before. Young white men need to walk away from the system and play video games until the whole thing crumbles. Number 15 looks like we have a disgruntled white woman saying that she hates white men with Asian girlfriends. I guess that's what happens when you call white males toxic in the West. They end up going east in Geomax to find women that actually want to be with them. Leftist women attacking men are partially responsible for the passport bros phenomenon. As for this, either an Asian male incel wrote this, or a white woman in the West. One guy says blame his Asian wife because she's the only one that asked them out. Up next, what happened to YouTube between 2015 and 2025? How about censorship, the adpocalypse, multiple unskippable ad formats on videos, and all the normies arriving trying to make everything safe and sanitized? Not to mention that most of the big creators are corporations pretending to be individual influencer creators. The algorithms have been awful and I don't get notifications from the creators I want to watch. Plus, most of my favorite creators left because they didn't want to jump through Google's hoops anymore. Number 17, there are two philosophies to life. Struggle and work hard now and hopefully enjoy life later. Or enjoy life now, YOLO, you only live once, and then struggle later. Unfortunately, there's no guarantee that you'll live long enough to enjoy life later. Maybe your health will go down, preventing you from enjoying those things that you want to enjoy. It's best to struggle now and also enjoy some of your life now. That way you get the best of both worlds. Moving on, maybe we need a 10,000% tariff on makeup to see what women really look like. The catfishing industry would be devastated. Maybe I'm a weirdo or something, but the woman on the bottom left looks the same with or without makeup. And if there was a 100,000% tariff on makeup, they would still buy it. Or they would just get some chemist simps to make it for them locally that they would put in the friend zone. Number 19, one of these women is 25 and the other one is 40. To quote Indiana Jones, it's not the years, it's the mileage. The one on the left slept with over 1,000 men, so that's why she has that 1,000 schwing schwang stare. It's crazy to think that she already looks like a gilf at 25. Not to mention that Zoomers are aging faster than millennials because they're using plastic surgery in their early 20s. I don't find either of these women attractive. Up next, you know that enrichment in Ireland is getting bad when Protestants and Catholics unite to hate racial minorities. This is what happens when a certain group of people face an existential crisis. Wouldn't it be interesting if WW3 took place between Caucasians and East Asians on one side and the rest of the world on the other? Reason, progress, and civilization versus the rest of the chaotic third world. If the IRA is resurrected, you know things will get serious. Number 21, this tall king, a guy that's 6 feet tall, pretended to be 5'6", and the woman he was talking to lost interest in him when he mentioned his height, and only went on a pity day with him. When he ended up showing up, she saw that he was 6 feet tall and he schooled her for being harsh on short kings. This guy's a moron. She won't learn anything and she'll just shame the next short guy she runs into even more. women aren't morality-based the way that men are. Moving on, do you believe Emily Ratajkowski when she says that she doesn't really believe that straight people exist? The better question to ask is the opinion of a woman who's famous for dancing topless in a bad music video relevant to anyone? I don't take what actors, people that play make-believe for a living, say seriously. Especially ones that don't even have talking lines in a video. Most women can be bisexual, but guys can be straight. Number 23, we have Miss Independent here saying that she wants a boyfriend that'll give her 70% of his daily income. Yes, she sure sounds independent to me. Obviously, she's a gold digger and she needs to change her ex profile to be named Miss Dependent instead. Looks like if she finally finds that guy, she'll be able to buy a new weave with that man's money. I hope it's a satire account, but knowing women these days, it's probably not. Up next, and speaking of satire, the new Lethal Weapon film looks like a flaming pile of dog poop. Maybe it's AI generated, or maybe Disney's Snow Brown team is still at work. Please make this real and lose another $100 million. I dare you. I can see that famous line, "I'm getting too old for this shit," we're being replaced by, "I'm getting too woke for this shit." Look on the bright side, everybody. It could be Pedro Pascal and Zendaya playing these parts. Number 25 and the last one, here's yet another friendly reminder that makeup is fraud. Looks like Margot Robbie really hit the wall super hard. That's what she looked like in a film called I, Tonya. And if she doesn't look like that now, you know one day she will. As you get older, you realize that there are no beautiful women. You just realize there's only one special 2 or 3 hours worth of preparation to look beautiful. The truth is that nature made men more attractive than women, and women have cheated to try and get ahead of us with makeup so they can access better looking men. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.